USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha shootings that became a flashpoint in the debate over guns, vigilantism, and racial injustice. Defense attorney Mark Richards.
A huge sense of relief for what the jury did to him today.
The president has gotten a clean bill of health, a 6-page summary of the president's medical condition on the eve of his 79th birthday shows that the oldest man ever elected president is healthy. Mr. Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, said he wanted to find out the cause of the president's increased throat clearing and coughing. He concluded it was probably acid reflux. He also said the president received a thorough neurological exam, which he said was reassuring. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Forecasters are continuing to track the potential for a storm to impact Americans hitting the roads and skiers to beat the Thanksgiving travel rush next Wednesday. The biggest impact from the gathering storm will be strong winds, but heavy snow and drenching rains are also in the forecast. Meteorologists say a winter storm is expected over the Midwest this weekend. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour are anticipated along some of the southern and eastern shores of the Great Lakes. President Biden gave out his first Thanksgiving pardons to two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly. He excused the birds and put his signature on the long-running White House tradition that dates back to Ronald Reagan's presidency. Peanut Butter and Jelly are two 40-pound turkeys who were raised in Jasper, Indiana. They were provided by the National Turkey Federation. At first, Biden planned to pardon only Peanut Butter, but he said he'd grant the same courtesy to Jelly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden said he was mulling a potential diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Biden floated the possibility of a boycott of the Olympics as members of Congress have called for the administration to use the Games as an opportunity to send a message to China over its human rights violations. He said he was considering it after holding a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. State Department spokesman Ned Price said in April that the prospect of a joint boycott of the Beijing Olympics is something we would certainly wish to discuss with other nations. An official with the administration said that Biden isn't expected to attend the Olympics and that while he hasn't signed off on preventing government officials from attending, the administration was leaning toward a boycott. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the topic was not brought up during Biden's virtual summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping last Monday night. In February, a group of three congressmen introduced a resolution calling for a U.S. boycott of the Games. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Mitt Romney called for an economic boycott in which the U.S. companies would not sponsor any Olympic activities and U.S. spectators would not be able to attend. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas called on the Biden administration to mount a full boycott of the Games. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.